We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Avery Miller, a home run!
This is her tournament and everyone else is kind of playing in it.
Avery Miller, another spectacular catch.
These two teams both definitely are more competitive in the Hoosier Heritage Conference than they have ever been.
This is the Arabian Sports Network pregame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Michael Hooker for this presentation of Lady Arabian Softball. The 4-5 Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians will be taking on the 2-2 Anderson Lady Indian Softball team. How's your night going, Michael?
It's going pretty good. It's been warm today. A little chillier now. We got a bit of a breeze coming in, but overall, some great weather for some great softball.
Yeah, so getting started, Anderson, they've been beaten up this season. You know, the 2-2 is kind of rough because, you know, you don't have a ton of games under your belt, but they only have seen the 6th and 7th inning twice. They're getting beat up on. They're getting runs piled on them, and it is a tough team. And for Pendleton Knights, they're due for a win. They've been about back and forth, 500-500, and this is a nice way for your people that are in a slump to get out of it.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to be real with you. This might not be the game that they get out of that slump because in the last 12 years or 10 years of playing Pendleton Heights, they've played them 12 times and won one of those matchups. So this is going to be definitely tough. And last year, I believe Anderson only got a singular hit off of Pendleton Heights. So this is definitely going to be a tougher matchup for Anderson, especially even though Pendleton Heights is 4-5, they're still a very good softball team.
Yeah, and Anderson just trying to compete here tonight. You want to come in as a broadcaster and say this game is going to be even. I really don't think it's going to be. I mean, they've only reached the 6th and 7th inning once so far this season, and that was they ended up going 8 innings against Liberty Christian, I believe. But, I mean, other than that, this team has nothing going for them. They've got two pitchers on their roster that have pitched this season. The one that's going to be pitching here, her name's Shaker. Chelsea Shaker, she played against Frankton last Thursday. They lost that one 0-10, 11 hits off of her. The Lady Arabians are going to be hitting every ball they can.
Yeah, and you know, when you're playing up against a team who has a freshman in their one hole that's batting a 450 on the year, this is definitely going to be tough, especially, you know, knowing that your future holds with Allie Carlin, you know, showing off here in her freshman season. It just shows what's to come.
Yeah, last year versus Pendleton Heights, you mentioned only one hit for Anderson, but for Chelsea Shaker, she pitched the majority of that game, 3.2 innings for her, and Pendleton Heights had 9 hits off of her, one of which being a Caitlin Goodwin home run. Mm-hmm. Last time the Lady Arabians played, we saw Ari Rector get a home run for herself, so maybe there's more of those tonight.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's only one home run on the year, and that's to Ari Rector, so we know Pendleton Heights, they can definitely get the ball into the outfield, but I think they need to go into this game with the mentality that Coach Bosberg tells the baseball team. Just put the ball in play. Just have a good approach, put the ball in play, and get on base. We don't need to go yard or get a big play every time. Once we start getting on base, then start going for those big plays to get even more momentum into this matchup.
It's going to be a great night. I think Dawson used to call this the backyard brawl, something like that. Anderson versus Pendleton, you know, that happens a lot, and the matchups are always really good, so...
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously basketball is more interesting. You know, Anderson's basketball team is always pretty solid. Pendleton's football team has always been, you know, over Anderson. So this is definitely a backyard brawl and a backyard rivalry for sure.
We're going to take a quick break. When we return, play-by-play action. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Stay connected with everything happening on campus and in the community by following 91.7 WEEM. Get game day previews, updates, tonight's broadcasters, podcasts, and much more. Follow us on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube for all the latest. Tune in to 91.7 WEEM.
flashback to the 90s and take a trip down memory lane. Enjoy the best hits from the legendary stars of the 90s.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
We got all the hits you'll love. Tune in every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 for the ultimate 90s music experience. Relive the magic and energy of the era with 91.7 WEEM.
Don't miss out. Join Brooklyn Skyler, Sophia Bevan, and Logan Roman in their brand new podcast, The Arabian Rundown. New episodes are posted every other Thursday on all podcast platforms, as well as on YouTube at 917-WEEM-WEEM Media. From funny stories to trying new foods, you won't want to miss an episode. Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School for this Lady Arabian softball game. Ari Rector's in the circle, and we're almost underway here from Pendleton Heights.
Yeah, I'm excited for this matchup. You know, we haven't seen Ari Rector pitch a ton this year. You know, she's only pitched, she's pitched 16 innings, has a 5.04 ERA, allowed 28 hits, 17 runs, 11 strikeouts to her name, 6 walks, and has no home runs allowed yet. So, Ari, you know, the senior on this, one of the two seniors on this roster, definitely you want her starting on the mound tonight to help close out another series against Anderson and this season.
Yeah, last time we saw Rector start on the mound, that was against Shelbyville. Of course, Pendleton Heights fell in that one, but Ari Rector had a so-so performance, pitched for 5 innings, allowed 10 hits, had 6 strikeouts to her name. So it'll be an interesting night for Ari Rector. Of course, she did come in versus Madison Grant just the other day for Pendleton Heights. She closed out that game, only 1 inning pitch for her, faced 6 batters, 2 of which she struck out, the other 4 got hits off of her.
Yeah, and, you know, leading off for Anderson, she's got a tough challenge already. You know, Emma Wilson batting a .667 on the year, 6-for-9 in her appearances, 4 RBIs, 2 triples, no home runs, no stolen bases, but has been struck out once and walked once.
Here's the first pitch by Rector, popped up foul up high, 0-1 to start the at-bat for Emma Wilson.
Yeah, and she's a strong hitter. She's looking to get the ball and play early and get on base early for this Indian squad.
Yeah, for an Indians team who's had 4 games, only 26 hits. A nice leadoff hit right here would really, you know, help this game get underway smooth as the next pitch in by Rector. Just shy. Scratch that. It'll be a strike, 0-2 to start the at-bat. So Rector up early.
Yeah, and Rector, one of her favorite pitches is to try and catch that inside or outside corner and get you to swing.
And she goes for the outside corner this time. It'll be just a little too far, too much on it. Moves the count, 1-2. Still scoreless, top of the first inning. Here's Rector's 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3, Ari Rector. 1 strikeout in the book to start today versus Anderson.
Yeah, and you know, that's a great way to start your night if you're Rector. Get a strikeout right away with the first batter, and hopefully you can put the next 2 out right away.
And, you know, a strikeout's always nice. A swing and a miss strikeout, that does extra for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now up to the plate. Swink, her first one. She'll swing, make no contact here, 0-1.
Yeah, I guess you could say swink swings and misses. Or the swing.
Whatever you say,
or
man.
The swink and miss.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, 1 out.
Well, you don't
pretty
like
close, too high there. It'll split the count, 1 all.
Well, you don't like the swink and miss?
It caught me off guard, you know. It just completely took me out of the play.
I liked it. I think it was pretty good.
It was all right. It was all right. 1-1. This next pitch. Going to be in there for a strike. Swink kind of turns her shoulder. Thought it was a little too inside. She's kind of charging up on the plate a little bit. That one looked like her error to me. That's in there. You're just up on the plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to take a swing at that one.
1-2 and takes a big hack here. It'll be fouled off. So staying alive at the plate. Only 1 out. Still top of the first.
Yeah, Rector looking to get her second straight strikeout in a row to start out the evening.
Here's Rector's 1-2. Just a little too high, and that'll split the count even 2-2.
Yeah, so hoping to close out against Swink here and not give a full count.
Here's Rector's next one in there, strike three. And that one, no swing there. I think Swink thought it was just inside yet again, and that one's going to send her to the dugout. Now two straight strikeouts for Ari Rector. She's got her third batter at the plate.
Yeah, Chelsea Shaker now, pitcher versus pitcher here tonight, and up with her first at bat against two strikeouts in a row from Rector.
Rector's first pitch swung on and popped up high. Straight to Avery Miller at third, and that one's going to retire the third out. So scoreless here at the top of the first inning from Legends Field. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, Pendleton Heights, the top of the order, Carlin, Fisher, and then Rector. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School. Still scoreless here as we enter the bottom of the first inning. Anderson taking the field now, of course, for them. On the mound is going to be Chelsea Shaker. Only nine innings pitched so far this season. Got an ERA at 10.89. Allowed 19 hits to 15 runs and five strikeouts. Definitely a person at Pendleton Heights can get a big hit on. Get one back to the wall. They're looking to start off quickly here, and they've done that all season. So if they can continue that, keep their foot on the pedal, they're going to be great.
Yeah, and it starts with your, you know, leadoff hitter. That's going to be Allie Carlin. Although she is a freshman, she's been pretty strong so far this year. From the hitting side, you know, she's averaging 450 on the year, 9 for 20 from behind the plate, 4 RBIs, 1 double, 4 stolen bases when she gets on base, has been struck out 3 times and only walked once.
Yeah, I'm not a softball coach, Michael, but if I'm looking for one thing in my player, I want consistency. And this girl has shown nothing but consistency in her 9 games here as a Pendleton Heights Arabian. I mean, only a freshman, and, you know, and I believe her first start was the Franklin Central game of the Horseshoe, maybe it was Jennings County game of the Horseshoe Classic. She went 4 for 4.
Yeah.
That is straight consistency, and that's what a coach loves to see.
Well, and yeah, and, you know, kind of one of those unknown diamonds in the rough. You know, you don't really see many starts in your first few games, and then you get to start against, you know, maybe kind of a lower level Jennings County game. You go 4 for 4, you show something to Coach Davis, and he's like, well, maybe we got to get her in the normal rotation. And you get in that normal rotation and you don't look back, and that's what Allie Carlin has done so far to this point in the season.
You mentioned the stolen bases. She's second on the Arabians with 4 stolen bases this year. In the last showing versus Madison Grant, of course, Pendleton Heights did lose that. She did steal a bag in that one. So looking for more here. She had only one hit in that game. Madison Grant, a tough team. I think for Pendleton Heights, you know, they're going into this one or the next few thinking about how they can keep their foot on the pedal. They've lost their last few losses just because, you know, they'll get ahead and they can't continue it. They can't keep the foot down, and that's what they're looking for today, if I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost 4 of their last 5, and you're just looking to scrap a win, get back to 500, and then go from there. But, you know, you just got to go into every game thinking records are 0-0. Every inning is 0-0 score, so you just got to go in, and you got to try to win every inning.
Here's Carlin batting 450. 4 RBIs for her. Umpire calls time.
I guess there was a bat out right outside the dugout, so. And Carlin, kind of an unusual place in the box, further back.
Waits on Shaker's first pitch. It'll be a ball.
You mentioned the placement in the box, just creeping up on that back left corner. Of course, she's a lefty hitter,
as she'll watch the next one, as it will be a strike, splits the count 1-1.
Yeah, and Carlin, this is what we used to see last year, the past couple of years actually, out of Kyle Hubble as the leadoff. Try to walk up and just slap shot it to get it quicker on base.
And she'll make contact here, drive it down the first base foul line as Bodkin at first will haul it in, step on the bag for the first out. So Carlin lines out here to open the plate appearance for the Arabians.
Yeah, but now you got junior Grace Fisher coming up, batting a 409 on the season, 9-for-22 from at the plate, 5 RBIs, 2 doubles, 2 stolen bases, 6 strikeouts, and 5 walks on the year.
Had a double last year when she played Anderson. Here's Shakers. First one to Fisher. It'll be high and outside. Start with a ball.
Yeah, and Pendleton Knights, their batters, they're pretty good at, you know, seeing what pitch is there and when they should swing.
Here's Shaker's next one. Swung on, hit straight to the shortstop, Wilson. Wilson to Bodkin at first for the second out here from Legends Field. Anderson had 5 errors in their last showing, and so far 2 outs down in the first inning. They look pretty tight defensively.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but that's what you want to see out of Coach Davis. You know, a couple of girls putting your first 2 batters, putting the ball in play, and that's what you're not mad at. And, you know, now you got Ari Rector coming up, so let's see what she can do.
Shaker's first one for Rector. It'll be high. Start with a ball. Catcher swing. Couldn't haul it in. Kind of bounced off her glove a few times before eventually getting it back to Shaker. 2 outs. Shaker's 1-0 to Rector. Swung on and missed. Big hack here. Nothing but air. Splits the count 1-1.
Yeah, and in some games, Rector has struggled to get contact with the ball. But right there, I think she thought that was her pitch, and I'm not mad at her swinging at that.
1-1, swung on and fouled off yet again. Looked a little low on that one. I mean, now if you're Rector, I would say heading into yesterday's game, she was in a bit of a slump. Really just couldn't get going. She hit that nice home run. She kind of, you know, that helps get yourself out. Now she's trying to stay consistent again. Going to try to get back on track and be a consistent hitter, and swinging at the plate is not a bad idea. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That one a little high. Caught Rector swinging there for the third out here. Shaker's first strikeout. Stay tuned as we enter the second inning here from Legends Field. Still scoreless. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Pendleton Heights High School's Legends Field. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Michael Hooker. We enter the top of the second inning here from this softball presentation. Still scoreless. Pendleton Heights, they made some good contact last time, but Anderson, defensively sound, held up. Now they take to the plate.
Yeah, I mean, Pendleton Heights, you're first couple hitters, if you're Coach Davis, you saw something good. You saw him put the ball in play. Carlin's first one went right to the first baseman, and Fisher didn't have the leg to beat the ball to first base.
Here's Ari Rector's pitch. Swung on and fouled off. 0-1 to start the at-bat. And, you know, talking about the Arabians offensively, if you're going to make a deep playoff run, people are going to make quick work of you sometimes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you're going to put the ball in contact, and, you know, they're going to get you out quickly. They got to expect that in the future.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, you want to put a strong foot forward with your first batter and get on base. That's why they're your leadoff. So it is a good sign that they put the ball in play, but not a good sign that they couldn't get on base.
Rector's 1-1 for Harney. Big foul ball yet again, ripped right next to the dugout.
Keep them on their toes.
Take a look here at the wind, Michael. If my compass is correct, it should be blowing east right now, and it's whipping pretty hard.
I believe that is east.
My compass app does not lie, so I'm going to take
Are
it.
You sure your compass app does not lie?
I'm pretty sure.
It's a phone app. It's not an actual compass.
I'll take their word.
You'll take their word. You know, 90 degrees
due east. If you got a better way to gauge where the wind is headed, take our word.
It's blowing the same way as my house, and my house faced east, so I'm going to say it's going east.
All right, 1-2.
That's how I gauge it.
Here's Rector's 16th pitch of the day. Swung on. High, popped up. It'll be foul. Fox, the first baseman, chasing after it. Can't get it there. Out of play. So Harney really extending the at-bat now.
Yeah, and these Anderson batters, they're not afraid to get the ball and make contact with it. They just can't get it in play.
Rector's next one in there for strike three, or third strike out of the game. Right past Harney. She was not ready for that pitch.
No, definitely not. And so, you know, Rector, three batters faced, four batters faced, three strikeouts. Definitely a good start on the mound for Rector tonight.
She really needs that to help build her confidence, become a better softball player from the circle as her next pitch. We'll be in there for a ball.
Yeah, first time she started off a batter with a ball here in this matchup.
Now for Hoek. Pops one high up for Grace Fisher, the shortstop, hauls it in for the second out here.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're Anderson's coach, that's a good sign. You know, put the ball in play, just try to get that more on the ground or more in the middle of Carlin and Fisher for that little space right over Rector's head.
Yeah, I mean, softball, you're looking to hit into the gap. You know, if you want to pop it up, you want to get it out of there. And that one didn't have the trajectory to really go in the outfield, so nice routine catch by Fisher. Going to make the second out. Here's Armida.
First pitch was a ball.
Next one swung on, foul, splits it 1-1.
And like I said before, these Anderson batters, they're not afraid to swing. They've been swinging at almost every pitch that they think they can get a hold of.
Rector's next one. Trying to hug that corner there. She'll just miss it. It'll be a ball. Moves the count 2-1. For Armenta, of course, in her last showing, had two appearances at the plate. Didn't manage to get a hit in that one. Here's Rector's next one. It'll be a ball, just a little too high now. She needs a strike. The count 3-1.
Yeah, first time she's fallen behind 3-1 in the count today.
And now this one's going to be close. It'll be there for a full count now for Ari Rector. Keeping it close here.
And if I'm Rector, I'm trying to put it just right over the plate and try to catch him looking.
Yeah, this team is defensively sound. I wouldn't be too worried, and that's a smart play, Michael. Rector's pitch, not going to be there. It'll be a ball. Armenta will take first.
First walk of the day for Rector.
Seventh of the season. Now, Bodkin. Looking for a hit now. Three plate appearances in their last game. Wasn't able to notch a hit in there. Her first one will be a ball. Top of the second. Still scoreless here from Legends Field. Armenta on first. Rector's 27th pitch of the day. Going to be pretty close there. It'll be called a strike. That one on the line there.
And the first runner on base for either team here tonight is taken by Anderson.
As now, this one's going to be hit to Miller at second. Excuse me, Carlin. Carlin's going to quickly retire the out to first. Carlin to Fox. So still scoreless here from Legends Field as both teams will head to their dugouts. We're going to take a quick break when we return. Bottom of the second inning. Do what for Pendleton Heights? 4-5-6. Hayes, Miller, and Fox. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Your cuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Only at the DetourSalonAndStyle.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Michael Hooker. Still scoreless as we enter the bottom of the second inning.
Two up for Pendleton Heights. Cassie Hayes, the junior. Trying to stay consistent. I keep mentioning consistency because this is another player who's been back and forth and kind of been in the consistent side recently.
Yeah, 9 RBIs on the season so far.
Shaker's first pitch to Cassie Hayes is going to be outside and high. It'll be a ball to start.
They're batting 414 on the year, so Cassie Hayes, pretty solid hitter here in that four hole for Coach Davis.
As she'll take a big rip here, notch it foul, splits the count 1-1. For Cassie Hayes, like you mentioned, 9 RBIs. It is a great sign for a coach. Green light. Cassie Hayes, there's a reason she's batting fourth. Chelsea Shaker's 12th pitch of the day. Going to be swung on and hit past the first baseman. Hayes will take first with ease, and a nice ground ball going to right field. Going to get her one.
Yeah, and that's kind of her specialty, get a single. And usually, you know, with her batting fourth, you expect at least one person to be on base so she can at least advance them or maybe even get them home.
Yeah, Hayes spent a lot of time running bases last year as a sophomore. Of course, Coach Davis does that a lot. So no stranger to stealing backs. Here's Avery Miller.
Yeah, Avery Miller kind of had a breakout season last year as a sophomore. Has started since her freshman year.
Committed to Butler for softball. Her first pitch will be a ball. Lays off of it.
Yeah, Miller batting a 222 on the season.
And this one's going to be swung on, hit straight foul. Trying to time that up, put it in play.
And she was the closer last year of the Mount Vernon game. Had a walk-off three-run home run to end the game and get run rule for Pendleton Heights.
Here's Chelsea Shaker in the circle. Been pretty good so far today as this one's going to be underneath. Cassie Hayes going to go to second here. Her second stolen base of the season on a pass ball.
Yeah, catcher just dropped it. Not a quick enough reaction time to get the ball out to second to catch Hayes.
And that's how the Arabians are going to get you. They play softball like it's a chess match. You know, you steal back here and there, it's going to add up over time. For Miller, 2-1. Shaker's pitch in there. Won't be a strike. Moves the count 3-1. Got some work to do. Yeah, for Cassie Hayes, the Lady Arabians stole 4 bases last year versus Anderson. They're looking to repeat that again.
Man, they're getting started early with, you know, Hayes here.
A Shaker going to pitch this one in to Miller. Looks like it'll be foul off. I don't know. Nonetheless, it will be a strike.
I believe it was fouled. So full count now for the junior Miller.
In a tough situation. Here's Anderson. 3-2 swung on. Popped up high left field. Avery Miller's shot. Going to be hauled in for the first out here. Cassie Hayes not looking to tag up. So she'll stay at second. Miller pop fly out. Next up is going to be Aubrey Fox, the first baseman. Batting 278 so far this year in her last appearance. Had 2 appearances to the plate, only got 1 hit in there.
Yeah, Fox, you know, in that first matchup against Franklin Central, her and Hayes were the solid rocks in the Horseshoe Classic.
She'll knock one past the shortstop, Wilson, RBI, as Cassie Hayes will round third and score. So a nice single for Aubrey Fox. It's going to put the Arabians up. They draw first blood here against Anderson.
Yeah, and that's a great way, like I said, you know, Hayes and Fox were kind of the rocks in that Horseshoe Classic, and that's what, you know, we just saw out of Fox, putting it right in that hole of the defense to bring a runner in.
You're like a rapper. Hayes and Fox, something about a rock.
They were. You're so corny.
Kaylee, and I'm the corny one. Kaylee Smith do up. She hits this one straight into right field. It falls. Not communication working out there in the outfield as Armenta will let it drop. So Aubrey Fox moves to second. Kaylee Smith goes to first. A bit of an error there.
a lot happened there. We talk a lot.
Yeah.
So now, Brinley Holden coming to the plate for Brinley Holden. Only a sophomore looking to get things going at the varsity level. She's in a great spot. Only got one out, two runners on base, Fox on second. And they put in a pinch runner for first. Here's Shaker's pitch. Passed. It'll be a ball. But just like that, Lady Arabians are going to steal another bag. I believe that's the third stolen so far today.
Well, both runners advanced.
Yeah. Got to take every opportunity they give you. If you're Pendleton Heights, you can't let Anderson beat you. You have to beat them with their own mistakes. Is Brindley Holden's going to throw this to the shortstop. Nice hit. It's going to be a ground out there, but luckily one run's going to score. Nice RBI play. Sacrifices. Now the pinch runner moves to third. Pendleton Heights up 2-0 in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, and the pinch runner that came in for Kaylee Smith was Mia Leva.
Now here's Shaker. Her first pitch to Aaron Davis. Pretty close. I think they'll roll the ball. As Shaker's next one. It's going to be just outside. No swing here.
Yeah, and only two outs, but Pendleton Heights is up 2-0 against Anderson early.
And here's a swing from Davis straight into the hands of Shaker. Shaker's going to throw it to the catcher. They've got a rundown going for Leva. Leva at home's going to score. Gets past the rundown. Aaron Davis, while no one's looking, takes second. And what a weird play. They always say make the out at first. You've got two outs. What went wrong there?
I think they tried to just not allow another run, but instead they allow Pendleton Heights to get another run off of a failed rundown, and now they have a double from Aaron Davis, and Allie Carlin is back up with your leadoff.
If they make the play at first, there's no run going to score. That was a terrible decision there by Shaker. Doesn't work out for her. Now, here's Carlin, top of the order, 0-for-1 so far today. Swing and a miss here. Aaron Davis at second. Great base running by Aaron Davis. Not even focused on the play at the plate. It's not her say, of course, just trying to take as many bases as she can. But here for Carlin, 0-1. Won't swing on this next one. Splits the count, 1-1.
And although Carlin is 0-for-1 so far on the evening, she still has a lot of confidence in her ability as she gets a slap shot right there.
Goes to the shortstop to play at one. They're retired here for the second inning. So Pendleton Heights had a chance to go down 2-0 here, but an error from Anderson is going to put them up 3-0 here as we enter the top of the third inning. Stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network. Due up for Anderson. Is there 4, 5, and 6? We're going to take a quick break. When we return, more baseball. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic. Located at 1 Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at cowanchiropractic.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School for the top of the third inning. Michael, through two innings of softball, what have you seen? Pendleton Heights is executing on the errors that Anderson has made. You know, wild pitches, they've been able to steal bases, failed rundown, scored a third run instead of making the out at first. So Pendleton Heights making the plays when they should be made.
Here's Rector still on the mound. Her first pitch in there. Swung on and missed. So now Rector up to start early 0-1 for Allie Sutherland. And her first at-bat of the day. Trying to stay alive. If she'll pop this one up, it'll go foul, out of play. No one can get there in time. So now in a bit of a hole, 0-2.
Yeah, and that was kind of a weird foul. It just, like, floated barely up and then fell.
Must have hit on an awkward part of the bat. Top of the third, Pendleton Heights up 3-0. Another foul ball from Sutherland. Going down the left line. Didn't have a chance. Sutherland doesn't look like much of a power hitter. You know what I mean? You mentioned how it just kind of popped up and dropped instantly. I think you're looking for speed in a player like Sutherland.
Yeah, more of a slap shot hitter, possibly, and a swing and a miss.
Strikeout for Ari Rector. Sutherland chasing that one. Not what you want there for the first out gone. Now due for Pendleton Heights. Shelby.
Looks like we have some action over there in the Pendleton Heights bullpen with Brindley Holden warming up.
Saw her in that last game versus Madison Grant, I believe. Now, the count moves 0-1. So Burrow leaves off of the second one, splits the count even 1-1. This one just a little bit low and inside. All right, Rector. Trying to pinpoint her pitch, doesn't lay where she wants it.
Yeah, making the smart choice there on that second pitch not to swing.
Now for Ari Rector, big pitch here just out of the range of Burrow. Swing and a miss. Move the 1-2 count. Here's Rector's 1-2, a little high, won't be hauled in from Kaylee Smith, the catcher. It'll be a ball. Top of the third here.
And count split 2-2 for Burrow.
Pendleton Heights up 3-0. Swing and a miss here from Burrow. Will be yet another strikeout for Ari Rector. Having a great day on the mound. You mentioned they're warming up Brindley Holden. I see no reason to.
Well, unless you want to, you know, keep Ari's arm, you know, in good condition for some of your games later on this week. So, you know.
Yeah, important you mentioned that. They've got a game tomorrow at Delta, and then the following day versus Carmel. And then that Friday is a to-be-determined game. Of course, one of those is a tournament game here. It's going to be a big hit into left field. It'll go foul close to the line, so keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, a bit of a slower changeup pitch there from Rector. Wilson just able to get a hold of that one, but couldn't put it in play.
Emma Wilson 0-for-1 so far today, down 0-1 in the count as well. Emma Wilson at the plate, no swing here. Ari Rector hugs the corner, gets her second strike there. What a pitch from Ari Rector.
And Wilson's last at-bat back in the first inning went to 6 pitches and was struck out swinging.
Looking for her third strikeout of the inning. She'll get it. 3 up, 3 down. Rector, 3 strikeouts here in the top of the third. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, Pendleton Heights looks to the field. Due up is Fisher, Rector, and Hayes. Ari Rector having a great performance defensively. We'll see if she can continue that. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions. Tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network,
91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School. The score now 3-0. Pendleton Heights still leads. Of course, that second inning, they drew first blood and a little bit more. Looking to continue that now with Grace Fisher to the plate.
Yeah, and we saw Carlin, you know, end the second inning and, you know, get struck out for the second, or get grounded out for the second time today. So hopefully Fisher can lead off the bottom of the third here and get some more scoring going.
Here's Fisher's first one. Swung on and popped up high for the catcher. Swink going to try to haul this one in. Oh, scratch that. It'll be Smith behind the dish. Made a change there. Pop fly out nonetheless. No, it will be Swink. Sorry, I lied. Swink behind the dish retires the first out. Grace Fisher. Here's Ari Rector due up. Swing and a miss here from Ari Rector. Just off the target. Got to keep your head on that ball. She can hit it far, of course. We mentioned home run in our last showing versus Madison Grant. Looking to add to that column.
And, you know, we mentioned that home run, hopefully getting her out of her slump, but with the way things are looking, she's maybe right back into that slump.
And she'll hit it straight to the pitcher, Shaker yet again. Shaker makes the play at one for Bodkin, and that one will be the second out here. So in a tough spot, Arabian, they're putting the ball in play. It's just not going where they want to. A lot of ground outs.
Yeah, but, you know, Cassie Hayes coming back up, you know, your first batter to get on base. In the game, so let's hope that she can do some more of that.
As this pitch is going to be inside, Hayes steps out of the box as it'll be a ball, starts the at-bat 1-0. Yeah, Hayes, of course, broke the seal for the Arabians, of course, when they put up three. She was the first on base, so maybe get a repeat of that here.
Yeah, let's see what Hayes can do.
She'll knock this one right past Shaker into center field. Line drive ground ball, if you would. Hit it with a little bit of force, and just like that, she's notched herself to first base.
Yeah, and that's what you want to see from a junior in Cassie Hayes. Like I said, her and Aubrey Fox were kind of your, you know, support system there in that Horseshoe Classic, and they're doing it again here.
Here's Avery Miller. 0-1 so far today. This pitch inside, near her head, backed out. Smart idea there. Don't want to get clocked with that one.
Yeah, getting hit by a pitch is definitely not fun.
Last time Pendleton Heights lost to Anderson was 2016. 9 years ago.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Two balls, no strikes for Avery Miller. The count now moves 3-0. Very poised. When you've got a lot of time at the plate, of course, you mentioned she started her freshman year. You've seen a lot of pitchers, and that helps you at the plate. 3-0. Here's the pitch. Swung on and, no swing in there for a strike. Moves the count 3-1. 3-0 there. Are you swinging, Michael?
Honestly, I have two strikes to give. I wouldn't swing. You've had three balls in a row. Maybe you get that fourth one.
As this one will be high, ball four. Avery Miller takes first. Cassie Hayes will trot the second. So now the Arabians got one in scoring position with Aubrey Fox due up. Hopefully she can get something going. Last time we saw her, she had a nice RBI hit.
Yeah, Fox has been solid at the plate all season.
No swing here for Aubrey Fox in for a strike, so now down early 0-1. Pendleton Heights, five hits to Anderson's none. We mentioned in our pregame that Anderson only had one hit last time against Pendleton Heights, and that girl's not even on the team anymore. Guys, Shaker's next one's going to be in there. Just a little too high. Splits it 1-1. This one, Shaker's 40th of the night. Below and outside. It'll be a ball, 2-1.
Yeah, you know, Shaker hitting that 40 pitch mark, as well as, you know, Ari Rector also in that 40-pitch mark early on here in this one.
Now trying to hug the outside high corner here. She's not going to get the call she wants. Moves the count 3-1. I don't like the play there. Make him chase it, especially when you're going against a sophomore in Aubrey. Now she's in a tough spot, 3-1. She goes inside high here. It'll be a ball. And now just like that, the Lady Arabians have bases loaded.
Yeah, and Kaylee Smith back up to bat, her last at bat. They got a single. Found that hole right there between the second baseman and the right fielder.
Now making a mound visit for Kaylee Smith. He got tied for second this year in doubles with two. This is your moment. You're a senior here. Make a story for yourself.
Yeah, the only time I've ever seen a grand slam in high school was my sophomore year, mm-hmm. and Bo Shelton hit a walk-off grand slam in regionals against Lawrence North to send us to semi-state.
I wasn't thinking that grand, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a grand slam. It was bases loaded.
Well, yeah. I just mean, like,
you know.
Wasn't telling Kaylee Smith to hit one. I'm just saying.
Well, you know.
Get a nice double here.
Listen, a grand slam's a grand slam, Zion, all right? It doesn't matter who hits it and what the situation is. And you just love to see them.
Oh, one for Kaylee Smith.
Even if she gets one runner in, it's still, you know, great moment because, oh.
That's just what's going to be popped up high. Left fielder going back. Burrow's not going to haul it in. She falls to the ground to make the routine pop fly catch. One run scores, another one in three, an RBI to outfield, an error for Anderson, and three more runs score for Pendleton Heights.
Yeah, and Pendleton Heights, you know, starting to run away with this one.
See, that's just a tough play. So, I mean, Burrow in the outfield, that's a routine pop fly. No sun in your eyes.
Well, that one left field. Not right.
Good catch, Michael. Routine pop fly. There's no sun. You got no excuses. You got to make that catch. And that's your most crucial error this game because that one play led up three runs. You catch that, you're back into the dugout with another swing looking at it. But in a spot like this, difficult. Catcher can't hold on to the pitch here. Leyva's going to take third just like that. Arabians have another stolen base at the plate. Is Brinley Holden 0 for 1 today.
Yeah, and you know that first pitch went strike for Holden. Foul tip.
Shaker. Next pitch will be a ball. Splits the count 1-1.
And this is about the same situation that you were in the last inning.
And now this one's going to be popped up over the shortstop. Brinley Holden with a nice single. That will score one. And that one, kind of an awkward play. The ball didn't go very hard. It didn't go very fast. Just kind of floated above the shortstop to the point where she couldn't get there in time. And for Brinley Holden, that's a nice hit to get you a single there.
Yeah, Aaron Davis in her last at-bat, you know, got a double off of an error. So
this one's going to be outside. Starts the at-bat 1-0 for Aaron Davis. You know, I would have thought, of course, you got that big error there that scored you three runs and you got a runner on third. The goal this inning, score that last runner. You know what I mean? That's your nice goal. And they've done that for themselves, so they got to leave this inning proud. They've still got one out to work with here, but, I mean, they did their job this inning.
Yeah, and Davis, her second one, made contact, got it out of the park, but went to the stands, not towards the fence. So count now split 1-1 for Davis. Two outs. Only one runner on first. Score is 7-0 for Pendleton Heights.
Every hit so far scored.
Yeah, 7 hits, 7 runs. Something you like to see for Coach Davis here, especially in the bottom of the third.
Here's Aaron Davis. The 1-2. Going to move to 3-1. Good eye from the plate.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, counts 3-1, you're up. I wouldn't risk swinging, personally.
You scored 4 this inning. I don't feel like you got much to lose, as this one's going to be a foul ball. Pop right up to the booth. Now you got a full count situation. It'll get tough here.
Yeah, so now count's full. You know, Shaker's been having an issue striking batters out so far in this one. Only one strikeout back in the bottom of the first, so
She's not going to get it here. Erin Davis slaps it right back into the hands of Shaker. She'll retire the first out to Bodkin at one. And just like that, four scored here in the bottom of the third inning. So when we move to the top of the fourth, the score 7-0 here from Legends Field. Anderson down around in the middle of this game so far. So due up for them is Twink, Shaker, and Harney. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School. Due up is Swink, the catcher for Anderson. They've got some debt to make up. They're down 7-0 here, the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, and the way that things are going, it's looking like, you know, Pendleton Heights, they have all the momentum, and we could see another run rule here against Anderson.
Yeah, I keep mentioning it. They have not seen the sixth and seventh inning twice this season, only once through four games. That is not a good sign. And their first one is when they actually saw the game. So they've had three games where they've either run ruled or they've been run ruled. A team, again, I keep saying consistent. A team likes to stay consistent. You don't want to be one way, you know, you're winning by a ton or losing by a ton. You want to stay close and even. And that's just not who this Anderson team is.
Yeah, and you know, Pendleton Heights fielding side of things, they haven't had to worry too much because the Anderson batters can't get the ball in play. So you still got to be on your toes.
For Swink, starts the at-bat, 1-0. Hold off on the next one, it'll be outside, moves it 2-0. 0-for-1 so far today is Swink. Ari Rector. The 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled. So battling back here, moves the count 2-1 for Swink.
And Rector up to 42 pitches, or 43 pitches on the evening. So she's having some wear and tear on that arm.
Only Swink's fifth at-bat this year is this one. It's going to be in the dirt. Pretty tough call there. Just kind of paddled out as the pitch landed in the glove in a tough spot. 3-1 here for Swink. Swung on and hit high. It'll go to right field. Out of play here. Foul ball. Dumovich trying to haul it in. So now battling back. We've got a 3-2 count here yet again. Ari Rector hasn't seen too many of them today, but she's fared pretty well.
Yeah, and the right fielder there, Dumovich, making the effort to run over there, just couldn't get underneath it.
And this one's going to be fouled off yet again. Almost into the Anderson dugout. Aubrey Fox is going to steal the foul ball for the first out of this top of the fourth inning.
Yeah, and a good job there by Aubrey Fox, starting to track down the ball on the pop fly and get the first out of the bottom or the top of the fourth.
Now we've got Pendleton Heights up 7-0, top of the fourth inning, one out here from Legends Field. Here's Shaker, pitcher v. pitcher matchup. Big swing here into the right field gap. That'll be the first hit of the day for Anderson as Pendleton Heights gets it back in quick fashion, so only letting up a single, but a nice hit by Shaker.
Their first hit of the game. Coming here in the top of the fourth, maybe it could be a sign of some momentum change.
Tying the total of last year.
Yeah. As pinch running for her is going to be Jemiah Foster.
You need anything you can. And, you know, the first pitch swinging, keep them off their toes. They're, you know, the outfield's not expecting too many balls this game. I'm just going to say it like that. They know who these teams are, and they know how to play them and what to expect. And in this one, you know, a good hit there from Shaker really shakes things up, kind of literally.
as this one.
Again, the corniness.
I'm not corny when I'm not with you, Michael. It's because you're here.
I guess the pinch runner left a little early there at first base, so she's out.
Oof, that's a tough way to get an out there. You get a nice hit your first of the game, and then a base running error, and just like that, two outs. It's not what you want to see. For Harney at the plate. Looking at a 1-0 at-bat. Swing. Pops it foul, out of play. Now split 1-1.
You know, that's the difference between softball and baseball. You have to wait till the pitcher exits the ring. In baseball, you can just go whenever you want, which makes it more interesting. But it's also more fair, I feel like.
As this one's going to be in there for another strike, moves it 1-2, Rector. With one of her better pitches of the night.
Yeah, good change up there. Caught Harney off guard with a slower lob pitch, and it worked.
Now, in a tough spot. Two outs. Here's Rector's 1-2. Swung on. Down the left line. It'll be foul. So Harney, we've seen her twice so far this game, and both times she's extended at-bats. That's what you like to see from a hitter. Of course, as a coach, you just get a hit, you know what I mean? But yeah, extending at-bats does not hurt at all.
No.
And this one just outside moves the count 2-2. She kind of looked like she was ready to walk there. She's kind of far from that. This one's going to be fouled off.
Kind of far from a walk. I mean, she still has two more balls left, so I guess it makes sense. But
here's Ari Rector. Two outs. Arabians up by seven, top of the fourth. This one, high. Now we got a full count.
I believe only the second full count we've seen from Rector here this evening.
And this one inside. It'll be there for a walk, her second of the day. And, you know, that's not a good sign, but this has been a tough inning. Of course, Shaker gets a nice hit after they get a quick out. And then Anderson's got an error on the bases. But for Rector, been pretty exceptional tonight. You can't be mad. And this one's going to be hit to Carlin, the second baseman. They're going to make the tag play from Harney going to second. And just like that, from Legends Field, we retire at the top of the fourth here. Arabians still up 7-0. Stay tuned for more softball action. The Arabians take to the plate, due up for them. Top of the order, Carlin, Fisher, and Rector. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, Retirement Planning, Risk Management, and Legacy Planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001 or online talk to feg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Legends Field at Pendleton Heights High School. I'm Zion Palmieri. I'm joined here alongside Michael Hooker. Now, Michael, we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. Pendleton Heights up 7-0 here against an Anderson team that has been beat up upon this whole season. But due up is top of the order for the Arabians. Cartland, Fisher, as well at, hold on.
Rector.
Carlin, yeah, you're right. Carlin, Fisher, Rector. All three of those have been 0-2. The Arabians, they've really switched up their batting order in recent memory, as I can say, and I think they're just looking to find the combination that really suits them. Tonight, this doesn't seem like this is it.
Yeah, I mean, Carlin has been kind of very consistent throughout the season, but I think this is the first game, being in that leadoff spot, and that's a lot of pressure being in that leadoff spot. For the game.
Shaker's first pitch in here to Carlin.
will be in there for a strike, 0-1 to start the at-bat. And now, you know, we talked about Carlin's consistency. Maybe she's got to see the pitches a few times. Maybe she's not really much of a leadoff batter. And as a freshman, Coach Davis got to learn that about a player. As this next one, she'll show bunt.
Yeah, I like the decision for Carlin. Just trying to get on base, but, you know, couldn't keep it in play there on the bunt. She has the speed to leg him out to first. Just got to get that one more in play and put a little more umph on it.
You know, I could see that going either way. Carlin has made contact multiple times tonight, and she's very confident in getting a hit. But I also like to see it, you know, maybe she's struggling tonight. Lay down a nice bunt, get to first there, get that confidence back and flowing, as this one's going to be ripped. Straight line drive to the shortstop, Emma Wilson, for the first out here. Again, yet another time. I believe that's the third time for Allie Carlin. Makes contact, just gets out.
Yeah, it is. Her first at bat was a ground ball right to the first baseman. The second one was a ground out, a 6-3 fielder's choice. And then this one, pop fly right to the shortstop. So three at bats, three catches with three contact made.
Now Grace Fisher to the plate. Oh, scratch that. Going to be a substitution. It'll be Tegan Bordenkircher. Has a ball to start, so up early in the count. She'll make contact here, pop it. Foul out of play. Splits it 1-1. Bordenkircher, 5 varsity at-bats this season, only one hit to show. Pretty much only came in on substitution situations. I think Coach Davis just wants to get this Anderson team on their toes, switch it around a little.
Yeah, and I don't blame him for the choice. You know, you're trying to get something going with your 1-3 hole, and you know Carlin, Fisher, and Rector haven't had their night. They've all been 0-2, so.
And this one, gonna be foul. Mm-hmm. Bordenkircher makes contact, knocks it foul. So staying alive here, split 1-2. I don't mind the swing at all.
No, you're down 1-2. You either got to go swinging or just hope for a ball. So, you know, it's a tough choice.
Here's the swing by Bordenkircher. Yet another foul ball. So extending the at-bat. As they'll wipe down the plate. In the meantime, are you out of the loop with collegiate and professional sports? If so, tune in to the Arabian Sports Network's Inside the Playbook. Mm-hmm. The WEM sports staff dives into all things about the biggest news and sports debate. Episodes can be heard anywhere podcasts can be found or at 917WEEM.org. Bordenkircher going to hit this one to right field. Get it to the feet of Armetta. And for Bordenkircher, yeah, he should be out right now. That's another outfield play by Anderson where they should have made the catch. And yet again, not going to work out for him.
Yeah, and, you know, it looks like we have a, you know, it looks like we have another pinch hitter. This one for Rector is going to be Josie Statzer.
I think Anderson's just a young team. I think they don't have a lot of time under their belt. A varsity outfield that's not making catches like these is a problem. It's that simple.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to be able to make those plays. I mean, if you've been playing softball long enough, you got to be able to make those plays. And it looks like we have a pinch runner at first. Looks like Jameis Smith, a freshman.
Now, Statzer's going to hit this one straight to Armetta at right field. Armetta's not going to be able to haul it in. Smith's going to go to third. Statzer at first, so now runners at the corners. That's 2 straight hits to right field to Armetta, and she's not had a lot of success in right field today. So they keep hitting them there. They're going to see a lot of success, especially with Cassie Hayes up. She hit one straight past the first baseman, Bodkin, into right field last time. So she can do that again. She's 2-for-2 today.
Yeah, and it looks like, you know, we got another pinch runner for Statzer, Leva. But Cassie Hayes has been solid all season. She's got Smith at third and Leva at first, runners on the corners. And hit ratio for Pendleton Heights, 9 hits, 7 runs. Only one out. Pretty good situation.
Now for Pendleton Heights, they're going to steal here, go to take second. And, I mean, that was pretty expected there. You got runners at the corners. Going to put two in scoring position. And then at the plate for Cassie Hayes, one ball, no strikes. This is a perfect spot here to get two runs. Well, if you're lucky enough, three.
Well, yeah, we know Cassie Hayes can get a couple RBIs. As
she's going to hit this one to the first baseman. They're going to try to make the play at the plate. Not there in time. Jama Smith's going to be there safe. No one's looking. Cassie Hayes is going to take second. Multiple errors for Anderson. Just as a coach, you got to be furious right now. I mean, what a situation. Multiple times, first baseman Bonkin was creeped up, ready for the ball because Cassie Hayes has hit it there before and still doesn't make the play at one. They go home yet again, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that comes down to mental errors and, you know, knowing the situation. You got to take the out at first.
And now at the plate, it's going to be Avery Miller starts the at-bat 0-1. Broadcasters in front of us are talking about the play at the plate. Looked like Smith should have been out with flying colors. They think she made the plate.
Yeah, it looked like here from here that it was short, but obviously the umpire has a different view, and they're trained on this professionally, so they can have their...
Miller's going to hit this one past Shaker. Shaker is going to let Sutherland throw it to first. That one, yet another controversial call. Avery Miller's going to be called out, the second out of the day. But one run will score. Pendleton Heights up 9-0. What a fourth inning for them. Kind of just a head scratcher all the way around.
Yeah, honestly, it should not be 9-0 right now. This inning should be a bit different.
And a big swing here from Aubrey Fox. We'll have her down early, 0-1. Cassie Hayes still at third here, looking to get up 10-0 here. I think, you know, in this situation, you've got two outs, runner on third. Your goal is to get out of this inning with that run, as she's going to pop this one foul. It'll be way out of play. Bodkin chasing that one down, not going to be able to haul it in.
Yeah, once again, Aubrey Fox making some great contact there. Just can't get the ball in play.
One for one so far today. Of course, she was walked. Here's 0-2. Swung on Aubrey Fox. Good contact here in the right center. She'll round one base. Cassie Hayes scores. She's got a nice double for herself. Aubrey Fox.
Yeah, Aubrey Fox finding the hole in the defense. And now Pendleton Heights run rule is definitely in effect here tonight.
Yeah, Aubrey Fox, it works out there. What a nice shot. Could have pinpoint placed that much better. It was, I mean, for a player like that, you're a sophomore. Way to get going, you know. Break the seal for this team. Next up, looks to be Harley Coleman, another substitution.
Yeah, and if you're Coach Davis, you're just trying to get some girls some plate appearances. Let them see the field and try to get some at-bats.
Yeah, I think with that in mind, I wouldn't be surprised if they put Brinley Holden in next time when they go into the field. Of course, they've got one more inning to play, assuming Anderson doesn't score any with the run rule at play.
Right.
And, you know, you're trying to get those young girls into the rotation here as Harley Coleman is going to split the count 1-1.
That time made some contact. Just hit a little low on the bat, so went behind her. But, you know, you're up 10-0, count 1-1. I don't mind her for swinging that.
Pendleton Heights has 11 hits to their name, 10 runs. Runner on second is Aubrey Fox after that big double, as Cassie Hayes going to make good contact. Going to pop this one up to the shortstop. Wilson trying to track it down. Fox will score at home, and yet another error in the field, and just a bit of a head-scratcher. See, that one's an okay play. I get that one. That one makes sense to me. You know, Wilson's really trying to track that down. If you're going to have an error, it's going to be on a play like that. But multiple times, this team is really need to take a stand defensively and kind of take a practice and say, you know, who are we?
Yeah, you got to get some of these fielding errors under control. As Kirsten Dumovich, once again, another substitution hitter coming in, this time for Brinley Holden.
Here's Dumovich. Two outs. Coleman on first. Pendleton Heights up 11-0. So she'll take her first one, and it'll be a ball.
They're talking about the train. Oh.
1-0. Swung on and hit. Dumovich pops this one up to center fielder. Hawk laying out for it. The center fielder hauls it in for the third out here. So multiple outfield errors is going to end with a kind of a highlight play from the center fielder here. As that one is going to move the score 11-0 here as we enter the fifth inning. So potential run rule underway as we enter five. Keep tuned in. Next up, Arabians to the field. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to Pendleton Heights softball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here on the Arabian Sports Network. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Michael Hooker. Michael, we enter the fifth inning. Arabians up 11-0 here over Anderson. You know, we kind of expected this. This Anderson team is not defensively sound, and they have really shown that today.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights has kind of dominated so far. As we do see the pitching change now, Brindley Holden going onto the mound, and we've seen some other fielding changes out there as well, as I believe Harley Coleman is now going to be behind the plate as the catcher. So Coach Davis making the substitutions now, and smart choice.
Yeah, the catcher position's a tough one to look at that, because we've seen Kaylee Smith come in multiple times for Harley Coleman, but this is a great chance for your team to get some new people in there. You see Dumovich in the outfield yet again. Just put those young players in. I mean, I like the play at Holden. I called it because I did call it before. You know, in a game when you're up this much, why not, you know? Yeah,
technically, I called it because I pointed her out in the bullpen.
That was not fair. That was too long ago. That doesn't count.
That does count. That does count. You can't tell me it doesn't count.
Last time we saw. I'm not mean.
You
right?
are mean.
I'm not mean.
You are mean. I don't like you. You're mean to me.
For Ari Rector's pitching showing today. She pitched four innings, only allowed a hit, two walks, six strikeouts. Some of her best pitching as of recent.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Ari having a great game.
Now, for the Lady Indians, here's Armetta, the right fielder, due up to the plate, of course. I feel bad. I kept mentioning a lot of her errors, so we'll see if she can get something going at the plate here. In right field, multiple balls hit to her last time, though, and just didn't make the play she needed to. 0-1. No outs. Pendleton Heights up 11-0 here at the top of the fifth. So what's that math there? They need two runs to stay alive here?
To get a chance to bat again. Or to even field. Yeah, you need to score two runs. Oh,
as this one, Armetta is going to swing it right to Fox. Fox lays out trying to grab this one. Almost gets a glove on it. And that one, what a tough play. It's going to be the second hit for Anderson there. But Fox, almost a highlight.
Hey, they beat their total from last year. They got two hits this year instead of one. Then I guess you could say that is the first error of the game.
Now, for Bodkin at the plate, Armetta looked like she was ready to take off there, stops herself.
Listen, you got to be ready to run in the sport, all right? And I don't blame her.
As Bodkin's going to hit this one straight to Bordenkircher, they're going to look for the double play. They try to make the tag at two. Tag is not going to be laid, and, you know, they had a chance at the double play there and got to connect on those short little passes. You got to think the infield's changed a bit. You got Bordenkircher at second, Carlin at shortstop.
Yeah, it has, and you're trying to get some experience. You got some different chemistry out there on the field, so mistakes like that are bound to happen.
Now,
But you also don't want to risk giving up this run-roll game that you have in your hands right now.
You know, I think as a coach, you can't really care about that. It's more about the experience, you know what I mean? Yes, they are up, and you'd like to get home early, get your players some rest. They've got two straight days of softball ahead of them. You know, it's a tough spot, as this one, a bit of a lackadaisical swing. I think the off-speed caught him looking here as for Sutherland moves the count 1-2. Great pitch from Brindley Holden.
Yeah, no outs yet so far here in the top of the fifth inning for this Pendleton Heights defense.
Two on bases. Armetta going to take a few extra steps here. I wouldn't be surprised if she's had some errors on base. And just gets a little excited, it looks like. Just a few extra steps, it just makes her kind of stick out if you're looking at the diamond ahead of it like we are. As now we've got a 3-2 at-bat for Sutherland. Brindley Holden keeping it close here with her ninth pitch of the day.
Yeah, his count now runs full for Sutherland.
Now Sutherland's going to hit this one to Aubrey Fox. Fox is not going to be able to hold on to it, trying to make the play, and what a way to retire this one. Okay, that was wild. A lot happened here. So you got a runner on first and second, and Aubrey Fox makes the diving play, catches it. So they throw it to second because second can't get back in time, and then they throw it to third. So to me, that's these two outs.
No, it's one out because you have to tag the runner who was going to advance to third. So Armetta is safe.
Okay.
But Bodkin is out. So they have
Second was not a force out. So she gets back.
Well,
no.
Bodkin's advancement to second was a force out.
Correct.
The advancement to third is not a force out. You have to tag her.
Correct. So now only one out, looking for the double play here. Hit to Bordenkircher. Carlin to first, and that one will do it here. And two chances for a really flashy ending. Pendleton Heights doesn't connect the first time. They do the second. And that one's going to end things here 11-0 from Legends Field. So Pendleton Heights gets out of this one early. It is only 6:40, Michael. That one, a little unexpected.
Yeah, great double play there to end the game.
What more could you want? We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, the post-game show you're listening to, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy, Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by SMB Heating and Cooling, located at 6879 South State Road, 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Welcome to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show.
You know, for us to be in the, you know, all the fans and everybody that was here, you know, kind of gets you in that tournament atmosphere. You know, just for us staying in there and battling and having a chance at the end to win, you know, we were making plays, you know.
On 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School's Legends Field. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside Michael Hooker. Final score here, 11-0 from Legends Field. Anderson comes in here, and they get out of this one fast. Pendleton Heights, very dominant showing.
Yeah, I mean, especially on the hitting side, you know, they put the ball in play a lot. They had 11 hits for 11 runs, which you definitely like to see if you're Coach Davis, getting your 11 hits and runs exactly the same. You executed well base running, executed well behind the plate. Obviously, some girls kind of had a down evening, but that's to be expected. You know, not everybody's going to have a perfect game. But, you know, Pendleton Heights came out, they executed, and they wrapped things up quickly as the game started at 5:30, and it's only 6:40.
Yeah, and for Pendleton Heights, who is your consistent? Cassie Hayes and Aubrey Fox both had two hits each. And we saw it in the first one. You made a little analogy about a rock. I really can't seem to remember about that one.
Cassie Hayes and Aubrey Fox were kind of your rocks there in the Horseshoe Classic.
That makes sense. That's what you said. And, you know, they showed that tonight. They showed, even though one's a junior, one's a sophomore, they can get it done. I mean, they turned a double play to end the game. Just a lot of great things showing from the pitching shot side. Ari Rector had a very good night.
four innings pitched, only allowed a hit, only allowed two walks, struck out six batters. You can't be more happy about that. You're building your confidence, and your senior campaign is continuing strong.
Yeah, through 37 strikes as well. Overall, with Holden as well, you threw 44 strikes on the night in, what, 68 pitches?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty solid.
We're going to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to talk to head coach of the Lady Arabian softball team. Actually, no, we're not going to take a quick break. We're going to get straight into it, actually. Sorry about that, coach. So, coach, very nice win here against Anderson. What are your initial thoughts after this one? You played very well. You hit very well. You were very defensively sound. What did you see?
Well, I thought Ari came in and did a really good job of working ahead and hitting their spots. I think it kept them a little bit off guard. You know, it was good to see her get that done. It was good to see us hit the ball. You know, we started hitting the ball a little bit against Madison Grant the other day and Friday. Struggled a little bit on defense at the end. So we're just trying to finish games. So it was a good win. Get back at it tomorrow against Delta.
Yeah, so for Anderson, of course, I talked to Michael a lot. Just really aren't as defensively sound as you would want a team to be. How'd you feel you guys capitalize on their errors and mistakes?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a couple balls that should have been caught that, you know, we got the double with scored three runs on the ball, you know, routine fly ball should have been caught. You know, it changes the game. You know, you make the plays you should make, and it's a whole different ball game. You know, I thought our defense, you know, Aubrey Fox did a really nice job over there at first base, got grabbed a couple of them, diving for them. So, you know, we're getting better. That's a good thing.
One last question here for you. Going into this game, I would have talked to you about Allie Carlin, of course, being very consistent as of recent. But your 1-2-3, of course, heading into that last inning, they were 0-2 tonight. Of course, you've been switching a lot the order, switching around the batting order a lot. What did you learn from that? Is it that spot that really kind of threw them off? What did you think about that?
No, I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, 1-2, like you said, 1-2-3 wasn't getting the job done. So I'm not going to sit around and sit there and keep going at it and at it. If we're not going to get the job done, I'm going to put in somebody in there that I think will get up there and compete. And, you know, it worked today. You know, we got Tegan got on base, and then my freshman Josie came up, hit a nice hard ball to get on base. So, you know, just giving kids opportunities to see who wants to be there.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for joining me, Coach, and crown our ASM Player of the Game. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Can't make it to the game? No worries. The ASN Coaches Show has you covered. Tune in to hear from coaches and athletes as they bring you the latest updates on Arabian athletics. From football to basketball and baseball to softball, we cover it all. Join us every Monday evening from 5 to 6 p.m. only on 91.7 WEEM.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you back here to Legends Field. Final score, Pendleton Heights, Lady Arabians win it big, 11-0. Michael, we saw a lot of good things tonight. Who do you think is going to be our ASN player of the game?
Well, I'm going to crown two of them.
Oh, that's... Is that allowed? Technicality.
I'm gonna say it is because... We should be allowed to, because guess what? We had two players do a great job today, both fielding-wise and batting-wise. That's Miss Cassie Hayes and Aubrey Fox. Both of them all scored three runs in their three at-bats, got on base all three times, went 3-for-3. So, you know, that's what you want to see from Coach Davis. For Cassie Hayes and Aubrey Fox, although Aubrey Fox is a sophomore, showing a lot of promise early on in her career.
Well, it's going to about do it for us. Pendleton Heights wins this one 11-0. If you want to tune into our next broadcast, that will be Michael Hooker and Jeffrey Kirkendall. That will be Tuesday tomorrow. Baseball versus Shelbyville. First pitch is going to be at 6 p.m. 5:55 is our pregame show. Yep. And then if you want to tune into our next softball broadcast, that will be Wednesday against Carmel at home. First pitch is 6 o'clock. 5:55 will be the pregame show. And that will about do it for us. Like I said, Pendleton Heights wins this 11-0. Thanks to all who make this broadcast possible. That includes our sponsors, everyone in the studio, Jonathan Lambert, the board op, helping us run smoothly, and that'll about wrap it up. For Michael Hooker, I'm Zion Palmieri, and you're listening to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Pendleton Heights Baseball on the Arabian Sports Network. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.